News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's been discussing Kamala Harris's race, and Sagar Magani reports he falsely suggested she's misled voters about it.
Appearing before the National Association of Black Journalists in Chicago, Trump said Harris in the past has only promoted her Indian heritage.
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
Her father is Jamaican, her mother Indian. Harris attended a historically black college, pledged a historically black sorority, and as a senator was in the Congressional Black Caucus. As he spoke, a reporter read Trump's remarks to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who is black.
It's repulsive, it's insulting, and, you know, no one has any right to tell someone who they are, how they identify.
Trump has long gone after opponents on the basis of race. This year, his campaigns touted efforts to court black voters, a longtime Democrat voting bloc. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will exact a heavy price from any aggression on any front. The statement follows the killing of Hamas's top political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, in an airstrike in Tehran. Meantime, the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has confirmed a strike in Beirut killed top commander Fuad Shukr. Charles de Ledesma on possible repercussions.
Hamas could pull out of negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage release deal in the war in Gaza, which U.S. mediators had said were making progress, and the killing could inflame already heightening tensions between Israel and Iran's Lebanese ally Hezbollah.
President Nicolas Maduro has asked Venezuela's Supreme Court to conduct an audit of the presidential election. Opposition leaders dispute his claim of victory. Foreign observers say the court is too close to Maduro to be independent. This is AP News. The Federal Reserve's leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged for now, but Chair Jerome Powell says past rate hikes have been doing the job of cooling the economy and inflation. Damian Troisi has reaction in the AP Markets report.
Big technology stocks drove a rally for U.S. indexes Wednesday, as Wall Street grew even more convinced long-sought cuts to interest rates will be arriving soon. The S&P 500 jumped 1.6% for its best day in 5 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite soared 2.6%. The widespread gains came as Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the Federal Reserve gave the clearest indication yet that it could begin lowering interest rates in September. Chip stocks helped lead the way after Advanced Micro Devices delivered stronger profit than expected. Oil prices jumped and stock indexes rose worldwide. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.